4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickard will be back with me tomorrow. Coming up, low gas prices might be a welcome sign at the pump, but an energy expert warns it could have unforeseen negative consequences in the future. First, new federal rules could change the way Wisconsin deals with potentially contaminated drinking water, especially when it comes to E. coli. At issue, when the state issues boil orders for potential contamination, which is a question right now in at least one Wisconsin community. Danielle Kading is following this issue. She's a reporter for WPR based in Superior. Danny, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rob.
So we'll get into the details of these new drinking water rules in a moment. But first, you reported it on a community in Marengo, Wisconsin, a little south of Ashland, that's dealing with this potential E. coli issue. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so there was a sample of the drinking water that was taken from this mobile home park in Marengo. And the sample came up positive for a type of bacteria that's called total coliform bacteria. And when this bacteria is present, it generally indicates that there's a problem with the public water system, that there's some barriers that have broken down, or that it may be at risk for contamination.
So this is something, a sign that something bad could happen. In and of itself, it isn't necessarily going to give us E. coli contamination.
That's correct.
So under current rules, the way things are now, how is this issue being dealt with there in Marengo?
So under current rules, whenever they see a positive finding of this total coliform bacteria statewide, which they have about 300 each year out of 12,000 water systems, they typically issue a precautionary boil water notice just so that people are protecting themselves in the event that the system would become contaminated.
So this could go south, it could get bad, so boil your water until this gets fixed.
Essentially.
Well, now let's get into what's going to change now in the new federal rules. You talked to Steve Elmore, Public Water Supply Section Chief with the Bureau in Charge of Drinking Water and Groundwater for the state's DNR. Let's give a listen to the basics here.
One of the big changes there is the rule does not require a boil water order following a total coliform positive only. It only requires the boil water order when E. coli is found in the water system. The reason for that is the total coliform is an indicator organism, but it doesn't mean the water will make you sick. E. coli, we know, is a pathogen that will make you sick, and so it focused that sort of immediate response on those contaminants that we know make us sick.
So as I understood that, Danny, what would change is in a situation like there in Marengo, they've got that total coliform result, but not E. coli. So under the new rules, the DNR wouldn't say, they wouldn't issue this boil your water order.
Well, they wouldn't be required to, that's right. But that doesn't mean that they wouldn't issue a boil water notice when there is a public health risk. In the situation of Marengo, you know, Steve Elmore said that because there are some other things going on at that site, in particular with septic holding tanks there, they're seeing leaking from those tanks in some cases, overflowing into a ditch that goes close to the water supply. So in that case, they would still issue a boil water notice to take extra precautions to protect public health. It just doesn't mean that they're required to do that anymore under federal law.
So why do we understand why they're backing off from that, given that they could still do it, not requiring them to do it?
Well, I think that the federal changes are coming down because they're trying to create more consistency among states in how they address and putting resources towards the most immediate threat, where we know that E. coli has been known to make people sick. And really, the total coliform bacteria is an indication that something may happen, but it's not to that point yet.
Talking about E. coli, changing federal drinking water rules, the state DNR with Danielle Kading, WPR reporter based in Superior. Now, let's get into what's causing these problems in the first place. And again, I want to listen to some of the audio you got from Steve Elmore with the DNR.
Over the years, we have had a policy of trying to get to the root cause, but we don't always make even a site visit currently on these to find out what the problem is. Standard protocol is follow-up monitoring and a chlorination of the water supply.
So under existing rules, states aren't required, agencies aren't required to try to figure out what's causing these test results of this elevated coliform bacteria level. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's right. Right now, they have a less formal identification of the problem. That, you know, he said that they don't always make a site visit, but when they do see a problem, like, in, for instance, the Washburn treatment plant up near Lake Superior has had an issue in the past 5 years where there was an unknown something making it into the wastewater treatment plant there, and it caused a lot of problems. And so they did do an assessment to determine what was happening there and to fix the problem rather than just chlorinating or flushing, which they still did. But what this is going to do is it's going to formalize an assessment process. So whenever they see a positive finding of this kind of bacteria, that they're going to go out, they'll do a site visit, and that way they'll be addressing the problem sooner rather than waiting till maybe next year when it comes up as, you know, positive for E. coli.
So under these new federal rules now, the state or whatever agency responsible has to dig deeper and figure out, okay, why are we getting this test result, hopefully before it develops into a full-fledged E. coli problem?
Yeah, so under this rule, it's called the Revised Total Coliform Rule. It's a federal rule. And so the state is revising its rules then on how they address safe drinking water. And so what they're going to do is they're going to go out and do an assessment in every case for a community water system, which is usually like a city water system or a municipal plant. So they're saying that they're going to go beyond the requirements of the federal rule right now. And they're going to check whenever they get a positive finding of this type of bacteria, which they're not required to do right now. They could just have the owner or operator of the system do a self-assessment. But, you know, in this case with Marengo, the operator has had some deficiencies for more than a year with the wells on the site. And now with the new issues with the septic tanks, they're taking the necessary precautions to go and investigate what's happening.
So these new federal rules, when will they come into effect?
The new rules will go into effect next April. There is a public comment period that's coming up pretty soon here, and there's going to be a hearing notice posted on the DNR's website. And a public hearing is actually going to be held on July 22nd if people want to provide comment on what's going to be changing.
Now, bringing it back to where we started, Danny, in Marengo, the people with this suspect water, but not E. coli contaminated water, what's next for them? What do they do with their water?
Well, right now they've been asked to boil their water until these problems are resolved. And, you know, these have been problems that have been in place for more than a year now. There's three wells on site, only one working well, and now the septic tank issues. And so the department and the Department of Safety and I forget the exact name of it, but they're going to go through a consent order and take steps with the owner to resolve the issue and working with them in good faith to make it so that people can have safe drinking water there again.
Danny, thanks for covering this and for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Danielle Kading, WPR reporter based in Superior, talking about new federal rules on drinking water and how they'll affect us here in Wisconsin.